Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, the podcast for accomplished Black women ready to stop surviving and start thriving. I'm your host, Natasha Riley, licensed therapist and founder of Javer Integrative Wellness Services. This is where we move beyond talking about change to actually creating it. Every episode gives you practical tools to build a daily pleasure practice because you've already proven you can achieve anything. Now it's time to learn how to enjoy it. Ready to bridge the gap between knowing and doing? Let's dive in. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you are new here, my name is Natasha. I am a licensed professional counselor in the state of Georgia. So I will be giving you tips, but I am not your therapist, okay? And if you want more gems about all things pleasure, self-care, and rest, you have over 100 episodes to go back and listen to. So take some time and do that. But I know you're going to enjoy this episode. And if you're an OG, I appreciate you coming back for another week. The numbers are going up. The downloads are happening. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if y'all are sharing. I don't know what y'all doing, but I appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Now, before we get into today's episode, I want you to do one thing for me. Make sure that you go to the show notes and sign up for the 7-day self-care reset. This is the foundation, right? You need a foundation to build the house. This is 7 days of building the foundation of self-care for you. This is not the commercialized massages and all of that. These are free things that you can do every single day to begin building the habit of incorporating self-care in your life. So go ahead and get that now. Let's get into the episode. Today's episode is for the woman who finally did the work. She set the boundary. She said the things that she never said before. She has held the line in the sand. And instead of feeling proud about it, she's lying awake at night wondering if she broke her family. Even though she knows what she did was right for herself, even though she's been in therapy, she's doing the reading, she's doing her reflective work and journaling, even though part of her felt free in setting this line in the sand, it only lasted for about 30, 45 minutes because right after that, the guilt set in. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So if you've ever set a boundary with your family and you've been met with like silence, with like a stone, with a wall, the guilt trips, the tears, or somebody might've just been outright angry with you, this episode is for you. Now, I want to start by saying something very clearly. There's nothing wrong with you struggling with this. There's nothing wrong with you feeling guilty about setting your boundaries. We have all done it. It comes with this being your first time. I see it all the time with high achieving women. I see it with my clients. I see it with my clinicians. I see it with my friends. These are women who have done significant inner work, who understand the why behind their patterns and who still find that when family pushes back, when that pushback shows up, it just hits differently. It feels different than setting boundaries with anybody else. And it makes complete sense. Hear me when I say it makes sense. Because the relationships where we first learned who we were supposed to be, how much space we were allowed to take up, whose needs came first, what love looked like, those came from our family relationships. So when you decide, I'm grown now, and I'm going to change the rules inside of these same relationships that have been cultivated for decades, it doesn't just feel like conflict. It can really feel like you're betraying your family. It can feel like a loss, like you're choosing yourself against the people that you love the most, especially for Black women. There's so many layers to this. We've been inherited these scripts that say family loyalty over everything and personal sacrifice. For Black women especially, this is significantly layered. Because often our inherited script, what we've been taught is that family loyalty and personal sacrifice, they're the same thing. That's being a good daughter, being a good sister, being a good niece, being a good goddaughter. That means being available, accommodating and enduring things that may make you uncomfortable. So when you stop performing that role, even if you stop it lovingly, gently, and you're very careful with it, the family system can still feel destabilized. And the response to that destabilization can look like punishment. It can feel like they're intentionally doing something to hurt you. Listen, I need to be real with you for a second. You're here listening to this episode. Maybe you're not alone. You're feeling seen. And girl, that's beautiful. But if you're like most of my listeners, you're going to finish this episode. You're going to feel all inspired for about 10 minutes and then go right back to your regular life where you're still putting everyone first. I get it. I've been there. But here's what I've learned. The gap between knowing what you need to do and actually doing it is where transformation lives. Now, if you're tired of just consuming content about self-care and you're ready to start practicing it, not tomorrow, not next week, but starting today, I created something specifically for you. It's called the 7-Day Self-Care Reset, and it's exactly what it sounds like. 7 days of simple, actionable steps that help you move from thinking about prioritizing yourself to actually doing it. No overwhelm, no complicated systems, just practical tools that work with your real life. You'll get permission to put yourself first, learn to recognize those inherited patterns that keep you stuck, and discover what your authentic desires actually are underneath all the expectations. This isn't about adding more to your plate. I'm not going to do that to you. It's about finally honoring what's already on it, starting with you. Ready to stop listening and start living? Visit javerywellness.com/reset. That's R-E-S-E-T. And let's do this work together, because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Now, back to the episode. Now, here's what I want you to understand about why this happens. Family systems, just like any other system, is built around a kind of homeostasis, right? Like a balance, a set of unspoken agreements about how everyone is going to behave. Literally, everyone. And your role in that system, you may have been the peacekeeper, the responsible one, the one who is non-confrontational. And so you absorb all the tension from everyone else so that they don't have to. And that role wasn't assigned to you maliciously. It wasn't like, oh, this is the worst role in the family, or we're going to give it to X, Y, and Z. It was assigned because it was necessary. By the circumstances and by the patterns that your family has inherited long before you even arrived. And if you go back and see, you'll see that there is somebody in each generation who has taken on that role. Some of them may have decided that boundaries is something that they needed. Some of them may not. But for you, when you decide to set a boundary, you're essentially telling that family system, I'm no longer going to play by my assigned role, the role that was given to me from birth. And systems, even loving ones, resist that. It's almost like you crack open an egg. And this isn't because your family is bad. Your family's not bad, but this is mainly because change is disorienting and the system doesn't yet know how to function differently. No one likes change. There are some people out here, you know, they're an anomaly. They're like, oh, I love change. But for the most of us, if we can't control it, we don't like it. Change we cannot control. It is unknown. We don't know what's coming from that. So when you shift this dynamic in your family, the people in it, they don't know what comes with that. They're like, hold on. We've been doing this for years. And now you come in here trying to do something different and we don't like it. Your family's resistance is often less about you and more about their own fears. It's not about you. And you don't have to take it personally. It may feel personal, but it's not personal. Their fear is that things will change. Their fear is that they'll lose access to that version of you that has always been available. And there's that fear that your boundary means you love them less. And the reality is, you won't love them less, but that version of you is gone. It's gone. And so the response is usually the guilt trips, the silence, or our famous, you've changed. You come in here and you change, acting different, those comments. And underneath all of that, it's just the fear. It's the fear wearing a difficult costume. And that doesn't mean you have to fix their fear. Let me hold your hand when I say this. Their fear is not your responsibility to fix. But it could change how you interpret it. And here's what I also want you to sit with while we talk about this. When we collapse our boundaries, when we decide to keep moving the line in the sand of our boundaries in response to our family's pressure and their discomfort and their fear, when we walk back the limit we set because the discomfort for us is too much, we often tell ourselves that we do it out of love. And I'm not gonna hold you, like, that's true. A part of that is true. But another part of what's happening and what you're demonstrating is you're teaching your nervous system that your needs are negotiable. That because you're so uncomfortable and because they dislike the change so much, it's at the demise of you. Other people's comfort is more important than your own well-being. And so what happens is you end up passing that same lesson forward. You pass it to your children. You pass it to the younger members of your family who are watching you move. They're watching you whether you want them to or not. They're watching you. So your boundaries aren't just for you. Like, you are modeling this. You are shifting the generation after you. I promise you, you are. So I'm not going to give you a script for what to say to your family because everybody's family is different. That's not what this episode is for. What I want you to do is think about some of these questions and sit with them this week. You don't have to answer them right now because some of them might be heavy. For right now, just let them breathe. So question one, when your family pushes back on your boundary, whose voice do you hear telling you to give in? Is it theirs? Or is it one you inherited a long time ago? Question two, what are you most afraid will happen if you hold the line? And how much of that fear is actually yours versus a fear that was handed to you? And question three, if a woman you deeply cared about, deeply loved, came to you and said, I set a healthy boundary and my family made me feel terrible for it, what would you tell her? And just sit with those. Let them do the work. Just by asking yourself these questions, you're going into a different version of yourself. You're going into a different space. Like, there's no way to hear these questions and the brain not start to move. Now, we're going to name something important. We're going to put a name on it. This podcast, this episode is meant to help you understand why your family pushback feels so destabilizing. It's going to help you see the pattern, recognize where it comes from, and feel less alone in it. But understanding a pattern and actually changing it, especially inside the most layered relationship of your life, your family, that family system, those are two very different things. Therapy is where we help you hold your boundaries without you holding on with the strong arm, talking about, you know, I'm going down. You don't have to do this alone. Where we help you grieve the version of these relationships that you thought you'd have with them after, you know, you held your boundary and they got upset and they started acting different towards you. We're here to help you stay regulated when the people that you love are activated. And we're here to help you stop interpreting their discomfort as evidence that you did something wrong. This is not a space that you have to figure out alone. And honestly, trying to navigate your family system change without support can sometimes make things worse, not easier. So if you've decided you're in a season where you're doing the work, but the people closest to you aren't celebrating it, they're more uncomfortable, and it's making you ask yourself if you're doing the right thing, I want you to know that our clinicians at Jabry Integrative Wellness Services work very well with women in that exact place. So when you're ready for support, you can complete our intake form at jabrywellness.com/get-started. There's no pressure, no urgency. I just want you to know that there is a clear next step when the time is right for you. And if you're earlier in the journey and you're like, this is a bit too much for me, I'm not really ready to do that work, but you want to start exploring what it looks like to prioritize yourself without the guilt, then go ahead and go to the 7-day self-care reset at jabrywellness.com/reset. Now, if this episode resonated with you, please, please, please take 30 seconds out of your time to leave a rating and a review. It helps other women who need this message find it. And I feel like this is a really high priority message that needs to get out. So I want to thank you again for being here today. I appreciate you so much. And remember, your family's discomfort for how you're growing and how you're evolving is not an indication of whether your growth is right. You deserve relationships that can hold the real version of you now and the version that you become in the future, not just the version of you that never asks for anything or is consistently available for someone else. So I love you so very much. I will talk to you in the next episode. Until then, bye. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If this conversation sparked something in you and you're ready to take action, don't let that inspiration fade by Monday morning. Visit www.jabrywellness.com/reset and start your free 7-day self-care reset today. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Talk to you next week. Bye.